This Thanksgiving, some families will be getting a side of politics alongside their turkey and mashed potatoes. That's because this year's holiday comes on the heels of a particularly divisive election. We got some tips from a professional on how to best manage divided feelings at the dinner table. The question of how to navigate a post-election Thanksgiving is something many may be pondering.
This season especially will be difficult for many people.
Catherine Ahmer teaches psychology at Hawaii Pacific University. She says politics will likely be a topic that's nearly impossible to avoid. And no matter who you voted for, tensions could run high.
There could be families that have voted for two different presidents. And so some people might be happy and some people might not be happy. And so that can create a lot of tension. And there's already that tension with holidays to begin with, that you need to be happy and everyone needs to come together and there needs to be good times. And this election just adds to that pressure and the stress.
Ahmer says she's seen friends and family in her own life unfriend each other on Facebook because of who they voted for.
We're testing our relationships in a lot of ways. And that's understandable. I mean, these policies are personal. People feel more than usual stressed and upset about this election because they feel not just like, oh, their values have been attacked, but they themselves personally have been attacked.
Ahmer says it'll be up to individual families to decide whether they leave politics at the door or duke it out at the table. For those that choose the second option, she offers a bit of advice.
A lot of times we have to think about, well, what's our goal in having this discussion? Is the goal to convince the other person of my side? Is it to make them feel what I'm feeling? Is it to just express how I'm feeling? And to find out, is that the right place for that? Or is this a good time for that? And just making those judgments clearer can, I think, help a person navigate the stress of Thanksgiving.
She did stress that this was just the first holiday dinner of more to come, and to remind people that these arguments or conversations will likely continue. Molly Solomon for HPR News.